9 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, as he does every single Monday at about this time, Chief Deputy from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. Good to talk to you this morning.
Hey, great to have you on. Of course, your job and the job of your deputies is dealing with things that are very, very difficult. We've had a couple of those difficult things here recently involving children and water, including a child who drowned in Navarre, over the weekend, right?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, a five-year-old child who was evidently down here on vacation was playing at the inflatable playground, my understanding is, on the Mar Beach. And unfortunately, the child was, as he was playing, fell in the water and drowned. And, you know, this is, sadly, this is all too familiar occurrence here in the Gulf Coast.
Man.
You know, every year people come here on vacation, and it seems like every year we read about an unsuspecting tourist that's it's caught in the undertow, or in this case, just a child that drowns. And, you know, I think it's a very poignant reminder of just how crucial it is for folks to be vigilant when they're in the water.
I tell you, it's, I remember something happened with my oldest son now when he was very young. I mean, we were 10 feet away at a backyard party where they had a pool. And I looked, and just all of a sudden, he was in the water. You know, and just, and you know, luckily, I was close, and there was another person who was there, jumped in, grabbed him, but it was just a second. It was that fast, and kids get in the water, kids get water in the lungs. It doesn't take long, does it?
It doesn't, and, you know, to that point, it's not at all uncommon for children to drown in a pool that's full of other people, because kids, what do? When they play? They go under, they mm-hmm. dive, they see how long they can hold their breath, and everybody's having a good time and enjoying the water, and it's easy to not account for every single head that should be sticking up out of the water. And it's just, sadly, it's not uncommon for kids to die surrounded by family.
Yeah, and you know, we think that if there's people around, or if there's a fence up, or if you have a law requiring the door to have a latch on it or whatever, I mean, all the different things that we do, they all help, but it's constant. I remember when my kids were young, it's just constant, almost on the point of paranoia, vigilance, just to be sure, because it's a horrific thing to have happen. It really is.
It sure is.
You had another event that's just a weird, and I know, like, weird crime stories sometimes, even though they're horrific, they're funny if people don't get hurt in the end. But this, you had a really, really weird one happen, right?
We did last week. I think it was on Monday. We responded to a domestic dispute that occurred in the area of Gulf Breeze between a mother and her 14-year-old daughter. Evidently, her daughter was dissatisfied with the state of the affairs in the home, and as mom sat in the driver's seat of the car, the daughter put a plastic bag over her head and tried to suffocate her.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. The mother had to bite her fingers to get the bag off her head, and the 14-year-old was ultimately subdued and was charged with domestic violence battery.
Oh, my. Okay. I mean, not okay, but oh, my God. And in the end, other than the scare and the finger, everybody winds up being not harmed? There's no traffic wreck or anything like that?
No real injuries to speak of. No, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, the car was not in motion when this took place. I believe they were in the driveway.
Unbelievable. Wow. I mean, is the daughter, I mean, separated from the family now? Do you know any of the after of this?
I don't have any of that information at this point.
Okay. All right. But, man, charged is obviously, you know, you take your cues from that, I guess. You guys did mm-hmm. You were a participant in a thing not that long ago, kind of speaking of kids and safety and all the work that's done in that regard. You did a class kids event recently, right?
Yes, sir. I sure did. It was absolutely an honor and a privilege to attend the memorial event, a missing children's awareness event put mm-hmm. on by class kids. That was on May the 25th. And, you know, the purpose of the event was to remember those who are still missing loved ones. And, you know, it's to see the pictures and to interact with the family members, it's really surprising how many folks in the Panhandle area here, in the Pensacola area, are still missing loved ones, going back from even, you know, recently, but going back several decades. And it was just, it was a really emotional event to get to interact and listen to the families and hear their stories. It was just very moving.
Yeah, and that was down at the Memorial for Missing Children down off of Bayfront. And I think Jenna, our own Jenna, was involved in that as well and was there. And she spoke very highly of you because she's a big fan. So you just keep up the good work. And it's just, it's hard. It's hard stuff, especially for those that have unresolved cases. I mean, a resolved case that's a where the child has died is awful. But in some ways, the unresolved case is awful in a completely different way because you never get, you know, that sense of closure to it. The last thing that I wanted to ask you about, Chief Deputy, was body cameras. You guys have had them in the field for about a week, right? How's it going?
Yes, sir. We rolled those out last week with a couple of them. We're having some, you know, some technical difficulties, which is not unheard of anytime you unveil any kind of new technical project. We're kind of working out the kinks. For the most part, they're working really well. You know, just some minor stuff, battery issues, charging, things like that. And we want to make sure that our deputies have the most efficient systems in place that they can, and ultimately that's what's going to happen. So we're really excited about that and just glad to be on this process.
For those who are interested, how long do you think it'll be before you start having the public records available? I know that's one of the big bugaboos in figuring these systems out, is the time that it takes, quite frankly, to watch the videos, to redact them to the extent necessary, just the storage. I mean, there's so much connected with the data here, but when do you expect that rollout will begin for public records requests?
You know, I can't give you any kind of firm date of when we're going to be up and running on all of that.
Okay.
I wouldn't think it would be too terribly long before, at least on some limited basis, you know, some things we're capturing, some things we have not. So I would think relatively immediate we will start having some level of that.
Yeah, and I would figure, you know, lawyers are always going to ask for stuff they think they can get, so, you know, I would expect you to start getting them fairly soon. But I know that's one of that's one of the big logistical challenges of having the body cameras as well. Well, I'm glad you guys have them, and I know the deputies, you know, it's like many other things. Everybody may not be fully on board in the beginning, but eventually you get used to it and you kind of see the benefits, and then, hey, why didn't we always have this, right? So
well, that's right. I think it's going to be just a super improvement for us.
Absolutely. Shane Tucker, he is the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, thanks as always for the time. Thanks for doing what you do to keep our people and our roads safe. We appreciate it, sir.
It's my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon, Andrew.